Good morning, everybody. Parshas Tazria opens with the story of the Yoledes, the woman who has given birth and now must go through the purification process, culminating in her offering of karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. In Halacha, we find two variations of Tumah v'Tahara. Sometimes a person can become Tameh through an outside source, for example, coming in direct contact with a dead body, finding oneself in the same room as a dead body, attending a funeral, or visiting a cemetery. There's a second form of tumah, which is called a tumah hayotze alav migufo, which means a person who becomes tame not from an outside source, but from an excretion from his or her own body. And in halacha, we find very fine details about the different stages of tumah and about the process of how one can purify him or herself as well. Interestingly, when we speak of human beings becoming Tameh, we find various different degrees and levels of Tumah. We have an Avi Avos HaTumah, an Av HaTumah, a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi, and Revi'i LuTumah, many different divisions and subcategories of the same halachos of Tumah V'Tahara. In his Sefer Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant points out that there are two fundamental differences between the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara on human beings and the halachos of Tumah for animals. Firstly, he writes, animals can only become Tameh after death. There is no concept of Tumah for living animals, whereas human beings can become Tameh throughout their lives themselves. Human beings can also remove that Tumah by going through a Tahara process. A short time later, the cycle can restart all over again and play out the same way it did before. The person can become Tameh and later become Tahar again, and this can keep happening over and over through the lifetime of a person. This, says the Be'er Yosef, is the first distinction in halacha between human beings and animals regarding the laws of Tumah. We can become Tameh throughout life, while animals can only become Tameh after death. Secondly, points out Rabbi Yosef Salant, animals do not have subcategories of Tumah. They only have one degree in which they can become Tameh. Once they die, they become Tameh. There is no concept by animals of a Rishon, a Sheni, and a Shlishi L'Tumah like we find by human beings. What might be the meaning behind these two striking distinctions when we speak of the same halachos of Tumah and Tahara? There's a very famous pasuk in the Navi Zechariah, V'nasati mahalchim ben ha'omdim ha'ele. Mortals are referred to as mahalchim, while malachim are termed and labeled as omdim. The malachim are given one task only. They have no choices in life. They have no room to make mistakes. They are given no bechira. The way they are created is the way they will always remain. Humanity are not like that at all. We strive, we challenge ourselves, and we progress throughout life. Each and every day in Psukei Dezimra we recite the pasuk, Yehallelu Hashem Hashem ki hu tziva v'nivra'u. They will praise the name of Hashem Bayamidem la'ad le'olam, and they stand in their place forever. The Panim Yafos writes in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Bereishis that this pasuk makes reference to the malachim. Bayamidem la'ad le'olam. The malachim are stagnant, they are still and stationary. The creations who are given one assignment and the ones who are one-dimensional creatures, they are called omdim because figuratively they stand and they remain in one place. They praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day, offering the very same feelings and words that they did just the day before. In the same vein, animals are also given no sense of Bechira. They are put into this world with no options, no personal challenges. They're given a very specific task and mission for their time spent on this earth. Mankind, however, are referred to as Mahalchim, because they have the unique ability to progress, to reposition, to challenge, and to refocus. They are multidimensional, multifaceted, and multifarious. This is our greatest battle as we face the never-ending challenge of earthly complication and complexity. To push ourselves to continue to strive and to grow, to make decisions that will make the world a more positive and productive place to live in, we never stop moving, and therefore we're given the name Mahalchim. And this explains Rabbi Yosef Salant is what the Parshas Hayoledes at the beginning of our Parsha is dealing with the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. This is what it's coming to teach us, that we as human beings are very complex. We make decisions throughout life that are difficult and complicated. Sometimes they're the right ones, and very often they are the wrong ones. We sometimes do things that create negative repercussions without being sensitive to the fallout that we might be causing. But this is what we are put on this earth for. We're put on this world to embrace and appreciate this constant challenge, and although we may sometimes fall, we're meant to grow and develop ourselves throughout life. We're supposed to feel the urge to progress and never be satisfied with our previous and prior achievements. Human beings have the concept of Tumah V'Tahara throughout their lifetimes because our lives are full of opportunities that have the potential to be squandered. We are filled with latent potential, and when that potential is wasted or neglected, the outcome is nothing short of absolute Tumah. We as mortals also have different levels of Tumah because our lives are multidimensional. Each and every day we continue to build and to make new decisions. Sometimes we find ourselves on one level, and at other times we can be found in an entirely different place altogether. Throughout life itself, we can become Tameh on many different levels, but we also have the opportunity to be Metayer ourselves throughout life. We have the challenge to grow and the need to gradually develop ourselves. This is what human beings are all about. The Panim Yafos writes in Parshas Noach, Esa Elokim Hishalech Noach. Noach was a great tzaddik, and that is why he was referred to as a Mishalech. Esa Elokim Hishalech Noach. A man who was always striving, always moving, and always progressing, because that is what great men and great people do throughout life. Similarly, we find Moshe Rabbeinu saying in the end of the Torah, Lo uchal od latzis v'lavo, I am no longer able to come and go. And the Gemara Sota asks, could this really mean that he was unable to walk? Don't some other psukim indicate that Moshe was physically strong even in the last days of his life? Rav Tzadik HaKohen Milublin explains in his Sefer Prit Tzadik on Parshas Lech Lecha that at this particular moment, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that his life was complete. He thought that he had accomplished everything a human being can possibly accomplish in a lifetime. And therefore he says, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I can no longer walk. I can no longer improve. And that is when Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his life was over. Because there's no such thing as life without progression. We do not consider such living to be life at all. There is no such thing as living in a world in which one feels he can no longer contribute to at all. That is not life of a human being. That is life of an angel, life of an animal, or life of a plant. The Medrash Tanhuma writes that when a person recites the first pasuk in Kriya Shema, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he must find himself in a stationary position, either sitting or standing, but he must remain in one place. However, says the Medrash, when one recites the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, he may do so while walking around and in motion. There is no need to be stationary in order to recite the paragraph of Ve'ahavta in Kriya Shema. And perhaps the meaning behind this halacha suggests Rav Tzadok is because when it comes to the first pasuk, which describes Yiras Hashem, our awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to know that He is absolute, that there is no changing, there is no motion, there's no moving around. There is an endless feeling of fear that should never wane and never be diminished in our minds. However, when we get to the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, when we begin to describe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, we encounter an association that is everything but stagnant and stationary. We have ups and we have downs. We progress and we regress. We see ourselves in various different positions as our rapport with HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to develop throughout life. Parshas Ve'ahavta, which speaks about our ongoing kinship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is able to be set in motion because that is precisely what our human condition is all about. Let's turn back for a moment to Parshas Bereishis. Back in the beginning of time, in the formative stages of creation, the psukim tell us that after Adam was created, He assigned very particular names to each and every one of the animals, the birds, and the insects. In fact, the Medrash tells us that the Malachim were asked to do so before Adam, and they were unable to meet the challenge, because a name is meant to highlight the core essence of the particular creation, and only Adam had the power to capture that essence. Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch relates the word shame, name, to the word shum, there, because the assignment of a name defines exactly where a being or a creation will exist. The Medrash then says that Adam felt that the most fitting name for human beings would be the name Adam, because we were created min ha'adamah, from the earth itself. A rather strange name when you think about it. Adam was able to figure out the core essence of each and every individual creation in the whole world. He understood what each one represented. He understood the core essence. But when it came to trying to define his own role in the world, when it came to pinpointing what he was all about, he couldn't seem to come up with anything more sophisticated than the fact that he was created min ha'adamah. Don't we know that human beings are incredibly complex and sophisticated? Human beings can think, and sometimes human beings can even create. Human beings have the ability to advance and make the world a better place, so why couldn't Adam think of anything more fitting for himself than the mere fact that he was created min ha'adamah? But perhaps, suggests the Alter of Slabodka, that this was the greatest and most profound insight of Adam HaRishon in the entire process of creation and throughout this name assignment that he was given. Adam HaRishon suggested that this in fact is the essence of life for a human being on this world, to always remember in the back of his mind that he comes from the ground. Yes, at times man has the ability to reach very exalted levels of spirituality. His wisdom may in fact be greater than that of the Malachim themselves, but at the same time, the human being is incredibly fragile, because ultimately he was created from the dust of the earth. No matter how high a person may soar throughout his life, all it takes is one wrong decision or one bad choice. And through that, a person can end up right back where he started, as a good old piece of Adama, a shallow and lowly hump of dirt. Our very name serves for us as a constant reminder that there's an endless struggle, and it is our job to be a perpetual motion of growth and development throughout our lives. The ground has the ability to grow and produce sometimes, but at other times, a simple piece of ground can lay barren and absolutely meaningless to our overall society. So getting back to where we started, perhaps the meaning and significance of the two striking distinctions of Tumah V'Tahara by animals and Tumah V'Tahara by human beings, as we said, animals can only become Tameh after death, while human beings can become Tameh throughout life. Animals only have one level of Tumah, whereas human beings have many, many different variations of Tumah and a certain degradation in the process of Tumah and Tahara. And perhaps the idea is this. We become Tameh and Tahar throughout life and to many different degrees, because that is what human condition and human life is all about, if you want to sum it up in a nutshell. The challenge to grow and develop, and the opportunity to refine our personal character throughout all experiences that we have. Let's use this parsha, Parshas Tazria, as an opportunity to internalize these beautiful messages, and let's continue to grow in all areas of our own personal lives. Mechayil el chayil, abiyas gal tzedek b'mheira v'yameinu, amen v'amen. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.